Okay.
Okay, so this is Mark Siska. I'll call the meeting to order. Looks like 10:01. And I don't necessarily have an agenda in front of me. I'll have to open this up and get the agenda. But I think that the next item on our agenda would be to call for any comments from the public, if anybody from the public is there to comment.
There's nobody here from the public.
Okay. So in that case,
we'll do roll call. We should do roll call.
We would do roll call, okay.
Okay, so Mark Siska?
Here.
Harmony DuPort?
Here.
Chad Kirkpatrick? Okay, and Mark, you would just acknowledge that I am here in person and that Jeff Topple, our board counsel, is also telephonic.
Okay, so I'll do so. Robin is there in person, and Jeff is there by telephone. I think all of the members of the board are here by iPhone. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
Yep. Okay. So the next item on our agenda was I have it listed as consideration of the dismissal appeal by Cleo Larat versus Department of Corrections.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Okay. That's correct.
So now let's open the item up for discussion. So, Robin, as I recall, we were informed that there was a request for a continuance on this case because of a conflicting court appearance at this time.
That's correct.
And now that conflicting court appearance, well, let me back up. And we agreed to meet telephonically to consider the continuance.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So even though this is listed as consideration of the dismissal appeal, my understanding was that we're meeting to acknowledge and consider the request for a continuance to the next meeting.
Yes. But you would list it the same way.
But that's really what we have on the agenda, is to continue this item or to vote not to continue the item and hear the case today.
Correct.
So what I would like to do is make a motion that we accept the request for continuance to our next regular meeting date in August.
This is Kirsten Story on behalf of the department. To clarify, there is, from the department standpoint, there is no request pending. So our understanding was we made an initial request by email to continue the consideration of this matter. The response that we received was whether or not we could send another attorney from my office in my place, which my office took to understand as a denial of the continuance request because the continuance was based upon my inability to be present, or what we thought was my inability to be present at this meeting. So we arranged for a separate counsel to represent the department at this meeting. So basically, and we confirmed that with the personnel board as well. So our understanding was that the request had been denied, and so we were here and present and able to address the appeal itself. And that would have been the case regardless of whether or not the separate matter that I was representing the state on had settled or not, because we would have sent John Fry or another lawyer from my office to represent the department. So at this point, as far as the department is concerned, there is no request pending. Now, certainly if the board wishes to make a motion to continue consideration of the appeal, you know, that's certainly within the board's purview, you know, based upon the circumstances. But from the department standpoint, there is no request pending.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. I will withdraw the motion that I made, and I'll make a new motion, and that is that based on the board's discretion, that we continue this case until our next regularly scheduled meeting in August. Do I have a second?
I second that motion. This is Harmony.
Okay, so I have a motion and a second. Are there any discussion? Or is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote on the motion. All in favor, and if you would state your name.
Chad? Harmony?
Aye.
And Mark?
Aye. So the motion carries. Robin, if you would put this item on the agenda for our next regularly scheduled board meeting. And Kristen, I do apologize for any confusion on our part. And I appreciate that you took the added effort to be here for our meeting today. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Do we have any other items to come before the board today?
No, it would just be the adjournment.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we adjourn our meeting.
Second, this is Chad.
Okay, Robin, if you'll call the roll.
Chad?
Aye.
Harmony?
Aye.
Mark?
Aye. Then, given that, I will call the meeting closed at 10:09.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye, everybody. Bye.
See you next time.